Blog Talk Radio.
Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to the ministers, evangelists, to the prophets, to the deacons, mothers, to the youth, to the intercessors, men, ADM frontline, members, families, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Oregon. I bid you all a good morning. God bless you, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry and delivered us out of the bottomless pit. Oh, bless his holy name. On today, can you ride this morning? Shake off the cobwebs, raise your hands, and give him the praise for which he is so richly deserving. Our God is a great God. He's a mighty God. He's a wonderful God. Oh, glory be to his name. And as we look around, everything is fitly into place. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. For God allowed us to be here in the wholeness because of his love towards us. And we thank him on this morning. We praise him on this morning because of who he is. Oh, glory be to God. He's the Alpha, Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. Oh, yes. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. He's the Son of God. Oh, bless his holy name. On this morning, won't you awake and give him some praise? He deserves it. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We didn't have to be here, but he allowed us to be here one more time in the land of the living. And we thank him, and we praise him, and we glorify him because of who he is. Glory be to his name. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. On this morning, we give you praise. And at this time, praise God. Amen. Amen. We're going to bring in our own pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor Phil. God bless all of you all over the world. That's not going to be one. I'm just giving God the blessing and giving God the praise. I know Mother Jackson, God bless you, Mother Jackson. She's on through on the other side, on the proper side, Pastor Smith. That's why I just put the praise on in. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Pastor, this morning.
Amen. God bless you, Mother. Good morning.
Good morning, and God bless you all, too. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I come to you, humblest I know how. God, I thank you. First, I give you the honor who's ahead of my life. We just thank you for another brand new day, God. Another brand new day, God, that you allowed us to see, God. Another day's journey. Oh, God, how we thank you, Lord. We realized you didn't have to do it, but in spite of how you did it, God, we just thank you, God. We ask you this morning, God, oh, we ask that you forgive us for all our sins, the one that we know of and the one that we don't know of, God, even the way we thought, if it wasn't according to your will and purpose in your sight. Well, we just thank you this morning for loving on us, God, shielding and protecting us, God, to this point, God. We just thank you this morning, God. We lift up every first, we give honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, and I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, this morning, God. Oh, God, we say hallelujah this morning. God, we thank you, God. When we woke up this morning, yet and still our mind was stayed on you, God. No matter what we went through, God, we still have a praise in our spirit, God, and a praise upon our tongue, God, to praise you and give you all the glory in spite of all, God. We thank you, God, on the most high, God, for this day, God, and in spite of all, Lord, we lift every minister up to you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you keep them up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down. Continue to let them cry out. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God, because we realize the table is spread, and it is a feast going on, God. So it's up to us, God, to sit at this table, God, out of Moshe, God, and begin to eat out of Moshe like never before, God. Let us eat, God, to get your knowledge out of Moshe, God, the way you live and the way you walk out of Moshe, even talk in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning. We lift up every child that it is today, God. Continue to, Moshe, God, to keep your angels around them, shield and protect them, God, as they're on the way to school, huh? Even in their everyday activities, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you this morning, God, because we realize, God, you're still healing, you're still delivering, you're still setting the captain free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We're buying up mind battles this morning in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, to the mind heart of Moshe, God, they have a sound mind in you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, how to Moshe, God, because it's time to make up your mind, oh Moshe. Make up your mind who you're going to serve today in the mighty name of Jesus. It's not hard. All you have to do is just have a willing mind that is sick and tired of being sick and tired of being in this simple world, that just doing everything the world doing, oh Moshe, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for strong leaders this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, continue leading. Lead us in the path that you will have us go in the name of Jesus. God, we can't help but to say thank you, God. We lift up our family members in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you continue to draw them near to you, save and deliver, and set the captive free this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, let us continue to do your will, not our will, oh Moshe, God, not the things that we want to do and go different ways, but let us continue, Lord, to just go as you will have us go in the name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, these are the last and evil days right now. In the name of Jesus, time is winding up, Hallelujah, shake out. So, God, Hallelujah, shake out. Let us begin to call on you right now, but before, God. If it's in the morning time, let us call on you. Noonday, let us call on you. Late in the midnight hours, Hallelujah, shake. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, when you begin to tuck on us, God, let us arise, Hallelujah, shake out. If we have to walk our flows out of our shine out and pray like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for it. Thank you for your atmosphere this morning, Holy Spirit. God, out of my son, God, we thank you. We thank you for your midst, God. We feel your Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, that you continue this being our midst, God. Always you are welcome, out of my son, at all times, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We lift up every man that's today to be us today, God. We pray, God, that you begin to raise them up the way that you have them, God. Strong means that begin to bow down and honor themselves before you, God. Strong means, God, that will walk their clothes at night, God. Begin to call on the name of Jesus, the Moshe, God. Oh, God, we thank you for strong men taking and being in control of the Moshe, God, of their families and their wives, the Moshe, the Moshe. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, the Moshe, for amazing grace. Oh, God, we lift up every homeless vessel that it is today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, Hallelujah. We pray, God, Hallelujah, God, touch their minds and let them realize they don't have to stay in the same situation, because you will bring them out in the name of Jesus, God. Let them look around, Hallelujah, God. If you get to the point you see yourself in the same situation year after year, month after month, Hallelujah, God, it's time to begin to call on Jesus. Break that cycle, Hallelujah, now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus this morning. We pray, God, that you continue to have the blood of Jesus on our household, the blood of Jesus over our kids, the blood of Jesus over family members, in the mighty name of Jesus, our wife and our husband, God, we thank you this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue to go to the jailhouse, God, begin to minister to them, God, to the people that is locked down in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, this morning, when they release, God, oh, say, God, let them be different in them, let them make the difference on the inside, not just on the outside, oh, say, God, but deep down in the soul, God, it has made a change, God. I pray, God, that they be saved, built with your precious Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, God, that they can get out of the God, and tell others, that's not the way to go, God. In the name of Jesus, come out whatever you're in. In the name of Jesus, God, we cry out, we lift up the young youth this morning, that's in gangs this morning, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you minister and your minister angels to us, and let them know, God, they don't have to be blended in with the bangers, and the boche, the robbers, or the boche, and the killers, or the boche. Let them know that's not the way, huh? But the way to go is to the Father, the name of Jesus. Father Jesus this morning, how about that? Be leaders of the boche, God, not followers. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, huh? We realize, God, we have some strong news. You're raising the heart, some strong warriors that you're raising the heart. Won't bow down to anything, but take the orders of Jesus Christ, and now I say yes to your perfect will, Lord. Yes to your will, God. No matter what we have to go through, God, let it be yes to the bullshit, God. We pray, God, this morning, God, every sick after the bullshit, God, we say by your stripes we are healed. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, the bullshit, God. I realize, God, you're giving somebody healing this morning. I realize, God, you're giving somebody a breakthrough this morning. I realize, God, oh, God, you're giving people miracles everywhere today. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for opening blind eyes to the bullshit, God, that you're healing cancer this morning, God. You're healing diabetes, the bullshit, God, this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Rivers of the riders this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, Oboche, God. I pray, God, Oboche, this morning, that you touch somebody, Oboche. The ears are closed by your heart. I pray, God, this morning, even through the internet, how do I send it, Oboche? Oh, God, it'll work a miracle for them this morning, God. Somebody been crying out, God, for years and years and years, Oboche, not a Oboche. Oh, but this morning, I had to send it, Oboche. Oh, God, I pray, God, it's their time, God. It's their time, God. We realize, God, we have to wait on you, Hiko Bashada. If we just sit still, Harunabose, and just keep on praying, humbling ourselves, knowing that you're coming for us, God, that you're working every situation out for us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you'll never leave us nor forsake us, God. So we thank you this morning for loving us in spite of our heart when our family members have told us to the side, Harunabose. When you think you got close to me, Hiko Bashada, they throw you to the side, but Jesus is always there with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, out of Oshay, God, the head of our son of the boat this morning. Have your way, Lord of Oshay, God. Have your way, God. I tear my help. He caught up Oshay, not of Oshay. God, I thank you this morning. I glorify your name, out of Oshay. I lift you up, Lord of Oshay. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. Let us get in a position, God. The head of Oshay, God, even with our husband, our wife, hey, God, about when you call us, seek up my son, we need to be going into the bullshit, going into prayer, huh? Going into lifting Jesus' name up, whatever he'll have us to do. Huh? Let us get in that place, God, that we're desired to let nothing hold us back. Huh? We will come full, huh? Like never before, huh? We will stand boldly in the name of Jesus, out of our sight. He will rise up in us, huh? Like mighty, huh? We thank you, Lord, this morning. No matter what we are going through, let us keep our eyes on you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Don't let us be distracted, huh? In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We glorify your name, God. We lift up the nation up to you, God, this morning. Oh, my Robo Shanda Robo Shay. We lift it up to you, God, Robo Shay, God. We realize you got the Robo Shay in your hands, God. Nothing's too hard for you. You already said, your mighty in a battle, Hobo Shada. You never lost a battle. So let us know, huh? No matter what's going on around us, we can just keep our eyes stayed on Jesus. Hobo Shada, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we realize, God, that you have us, God. You have our back, Hobo Shada, God. So we thank you for having us, God. We thank you for loving us. Hey, glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God of the Most High, God. Continue to create in us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, teach us, Lord, to keep our heart clean, God. Guard it in the name of Jesus, God. Keep our minds clean, the Most High. In the name of Jesus, God, of our son, the Most High. Oh, God, I pray this morning, God. Go, God, the Most High. Don't let us take in everything, God. It's not a Most High, God. But let us take in your word, incredible, shit, your love and our ears, God, and that peace of sound mind. In the name of Jesus, Lord, shit, God, we thank you this morning. We can't help but to thank you, Lord. Glorifying your name, God. Let us continue to lay before you, God. In the name of Jesus, let us stay behind the veil of our son, Lord. What a blessing it is to stay behind the veil. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, shout out. We can get up and begin to call on Jesus with no problem. In the mighty name of Jesus, we can get up in spite of whatever we're going through and still call on the name of Jesus. Oh, what a mighty name, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, Oroboshe, God, has power in it. In the mighty name of Jesus, the power of Jesus, Oroboshe, God, the name of Jesus, have love, a peace, and a sound mind. Oh, what a mighty name it is. Hey, God, about shining Oroboshe, to wake you up in the morning, and you begin to just say, thank you, Jesus, Oroboshe, God, in the name of Jesus, God, begin to just cry on the name of Jesus, God. Call his name out this morning, God. Say, yes, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Call his name. His name is Jesus, the Lord, God. He'll heal your body. He go to my side. He's a provider for you. He go to my side. He's a maker waker out for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, his name is Jesus. He'll heal your heart. He go to my side. He'll heal your mind when your mind is not right. He go to my side. He'll make you walk right. How to my side. You'll say hallelujah. People be wondering, why you smiling all the time? Just tell them the joy of the Lord of the Moshe is my strength. He out of our sign of the Moshe. He said, when you say you think you're weak, say, I am strong. Let the weak say this morning, the Moshe, God, we are strong in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning. We just glorify your name, God. Let your perfect will continually be done. Not our will, Lord of the Moshe, God, but let your will be done in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning. These things we ask in the name of the Father, of Moshe, God, and the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah this morning, of Moshe, God. We glorify your name.
Have your way. Do it right now.
Yes, Lord.
Come in the midst right
now.
Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit. Sweet Spirit of the living God. Right now.
Yes, Lord.
You need repent. Turn it away.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes, Lord.
You need the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Watch your anointing right now.
Hey.
In the overflow. Upon each and every one of us, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, do it right now. Shower it down. Shower it down. Your anointing, Holy Spirit, of the living God.
We thank you.
We praise you for coming. For saying about us. For fixing everything. For giving us
grace.
But it's great giving up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Our nugget is coming out of Mark, the 8th chapter.
beginning at the 30th. It went up a little bit there. It should be the 36th. Yeah, beginning at the 36th verse. Mark 8 and 36. Amen. And it reads as such.
Amen.
For what shall it profit a man? Amen. And that man could be male or female or gender, who the Lord is
Amen.
Talking to. Amen. To be inclusive for everybody. If he shall
Amen.
Gain the whole world, gain all of those things. Amen. Houses,
Amen.
Cars, money.
Amen.
And
wow.
clothes, linen, jewelry, all of these things. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
The whole world. And lose his own soul. Amen.
Amen.
That's a thought
Amen.
For this morning. And that is a question from the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because to
Amen.
Gain the whole world is not going to help you. Amen, praise God.
No.
Not going to be worth a hill of beans when the Lord
Amen.
Comes back to gather his own. Oh, glory, hallelujah. There won't be no
Amen.
Little red wagon that you will pull
no.
behind you, taking to heaven. Say, I'm going to take this, I'm going to take that. Oh, glory.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Jesus.
Even your flesh will be left here on this earth. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
Nothing will you take.
Amen.
Naked in this world you came in, naked you're going to leave. But how will you leave today?
Amen.
How will you leave?
Amen.
Will you have
God.
Gained the whole world? Amen. And messed around
Amen.
And lose your soul and missed out
Amen.
On the kingdom of God? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Amen. What shall we
Amen.
Give? What shall we render unto God for all of his tender mercies toward us? What can we exchange? Remember,
Jesus.
They nailed him to the cross. He could have come down, but he didn't.
Amen.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. He
but
could have. But if he had came
yes.
down off that cross, the ransom was so high for us.
Jesus.
It
yes.
was so high. Only Jesus could pay the price.
Amen.
So what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever, therefore, shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous, sinful generation, glory, hallelujah, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed. When he cometh
Amen.
In the glory of his Father with the holy angels, what shall you do? What shall you render? Praise God. What shall you render? Can you render anything? God has everything. And everything belongs to God. You, I, this world, those worldly things, praise God, that some want to accumulate, all of it belongs to God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And how will we stand before him? How will we stand before him if we lay our life out to the sins of this world? Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to stay with our mind on him. Amen. Praise God. So, what shall you render? Think about it. What shall you render unto God? Amen. Because he owns everything. Amen. Amen. Everything. Even the enemy, God owns him. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So what? What shall you render on today? Our pastor.
Amen.
And Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
Hey, man, God bless you all, Pastor Smith. You know, this is an awesome, you know, word. And this scripture, you know, it's really to keep you in line and keep you in check. And I just pray that saints of God really look at it, you know. And we look at it, but we really miss it. You know, what profit a man gain the whole world and lose his soul? You know, many times a lot of people these days, they get blessed. They get blessed and they begin to back off the things of God. They begin to back off worship, back off prayer, back off different things. You know, and one thing I realized and I learned, especially through this journey, the more that God give, the closer you should be getting to him. You should not be into a place where we begin to back off. But I want you all to look at this. Look at this. One thing that the scripture is telling you, what profit a man gain the whole world and lose his soul. But it's also talking about your actions lining up with what the word of God says. A lot of times we'll say one thing and our actions does another thing. A lot of times we could say this, but our action shows a whole different progress. We could gain so much of knowledge, but through our ways and through our actions, we are losing. We're losing a fight. We're losing a battle. We're losing. The Bible says it's not what comes into a man that confounds him, what comes out of him. A lot of times we don't look at the things that we do, and we don't look at our actions, because there's a lot of people, our actions are going to cause them to miss heaven. It's a lot of actions that people does going to cause them to miss it. It's one thing also the Bible talks about. It's woe to the man that knows the way but doesn't go the way. In other words, it's saying you know, you have the knowledge, you have the understanding, you understand how to determine for right and for wrong, but your actions is not going in the direction with what you know. A lot of times we can know so much, but our life doesn't mimic what we know. And our actions expressing something different. A lot of people are in trouble now because of their action. Not because of what you know, but because of your action. What did you manifest? You're going to have in your actions in this life, it's going to always bring forth a certain type of consequence. And that's why some things that people have to understand, it doesn't matter what you do, what you say, it's going to bring forth certain type of consequences. If the consequence is going to be good, the consequence is going to be bad, it's going to be a judgment of consequences, it's going to be a blessing consequences. What you do right now is going to determine for what's going to go on throughout your day. What you're going to receive right now is going to determine the consequences, how your day is going to be. If a liar is going to be a liar, they're going to have consequences as a liar. Nothing go hidden under the sun. Nothing go hidden up under you cannot hide from the things of God. You cannot hide. And a lot of us, we are getting trouble not for what we know. We know a lot. We understand. We can get into the word. We could quote scriptures, but our actions is not lining up with what we know. So a lot of us are missing heaven. We're missing God because of our actions. And we got to allow our actions also lines up with the way we think, with the way what we understand. You know, even Jesus said it so very profound, and he even said the thought of sin, the thought of man committing an act of sin is still sin. The thought of it. Saints of God, when we talk about your mind being renewed and your mind stayed on God, stayed on Jesus, we're talking about it for real. How many of us don't allow somebody to put something into us to cause our actions to sin against God, to sin against, to miss him? Amen? Amen, to miss him. See, it's much more than just, okay, I got this word, I got this thought, I got this feeling. No, when your actions comes out to reflect another brother, another sister, where the commandment that God done gave us and told us the greatest commandment of all is love, and our actions is not displaying that for whatever reason, do you know you just miss God? We can sit down and we can learn from Genesis to Revelation. What profit a man to gain the whole world? You know, you got to understand this knowledge. We can have knowledge of a lot of things, knowledge of this, but this knowledge is not going to save us when we go before the Lord. It's your action is. God ain't going to look at you and ask you how much education you have, how much knowledge you have, how well you can read and write, how well you can spell.
God ain't going to worry about how many scriptures you know. Do you know how many books that Apostle Paul done wrote? Do you know how many books that did Moses and then all this? You know what it's called? God ain't going to quiz you on the knowledge that you know. He's going to quiz you on what have you done for the kingdom. He's going to pay every man according to the work that they have done. The Bible says he's going to pay every man according to the work that you have done. The question is, what are the works that you are doing now? What is your works? Is your works is of evil doctrine? Is your works are evilness of the demonic spirits? Or your works is the things of the kingdom, things of God? Things of God in powers. Things of God will pour in. Things of God receive the riches of the prosperity of the spirit and is imparting to others. Things of the enemy, it keeps up all kinds of types of discouragement. It keeps up lying. It keeps up confusion. It keeps up division. That's the things of the enemy. Who are you being a good steward to? Who are you being a good steward to? Is you being a good steward to the things of the Lord, or you being a good steward of the things of the devil? Many of us, we get so confused because we don't know who we want to be a good steward to. Is it a good steward to the things of God, or good stewards of the adversary? We don't want to call it, so we don't want to call it like it is when we engage into things that is not of God. We don't want to call it and say, well, I'm being a good steward to the adversary right now. No, we'll just call it, well, I just slipped this morning, or I just fallen. No, I got to tell you the truth. The truth is, you were just a good steward of the adversary. If you could go and tell a lie to this one, or you could do this and do this and until you walk up love, you were just a good steward to the adversary. What profits you to go throughout your whole life suffering and agony, and you go through prayer and fasting and fighting and warring against the enemy and profiting all these things and getting revelation and knowledge and getting set free, moving forth, being in power, till you can go before the Lord and the Lord say, depart from me, I know you not, for your works was iniquity, for your works and your iniquity. Saints of God, this is not a worldly, but when you come into the kingdom of God, this is not anything that pertains to deal with worldly. When you come into a certain position or a certain place, your worldly stuff needs to be taken off. Your worldly stuff doesn't have no dominion or doesn't have no root here. One thing that I understand with the adversary and really been for years into demonology, one thing that I do understand and really understand, the platform that the enemy need, he need a saint of God to go ahead and mess up some work. The enemy doesn't use, like many folks on things. See, this is where saints don't really listen to people and don't really get into their Bible study, Pastor Smith, because we're saying that it's the witch that we got to worry about. It's the warlock that you got to worry about. Oh, no. The Bible assures you plainly and clear that he comes like an angel of light, a sheep in wolf clothing. Other words, he said, he could disguise himself as a saint, and he needs a plateau as a saint if he's going to mess up the Christianity walk. If he's going to discourage you, he ain't going to be able to discourage you with somebody that is not saved, somebody in the world. You will blow that off. He's going to discourage you with somebody that you thought that had your trust, thought that you gave them your trust. Other words, probably be another prayer partner. It could be another saint. Somebody that you have faith, your pastor, leaders, somebody that you can really put your trust in. The enemy need a platform, and he using the Christianity faith as the platform. Don't you wind up into the traps of the enemy, because you don't gain all this stuff, but now you don't lose your soul because your actions cannot line up with what you say. Only thing you could do, you could stand, but you cannot live by it. It's one thing that we understand, but it's another thing when you can live by what you understand and what you receive. Saints of God, please choose this day, that this is the day that I'm not just going to just try to attain all kinds of knowledge, but I want to live and I want to have that relationship with the Lord. I want to live with him. I want to walk with him. And if there's any other thing that is not of God, I just need to dismiss it. I need to move on from it. I need to get away from it, because I don't want to be very prosperous here and lose my soul with him. I'd rather than just walk through whatever I got to walk through here and make sure I gain eternal life with him. Because eternal life is the ultimate reward. It is the ultimate reward. Choose this day. And you got to understand something, saints of God. Let me drop this on you, then I'm going to move out the way. You got to understand something. When you break a covenant with God, a covenant is just not so easy to just be mended back together. That's what the adversary think. That's what the adversary want us to think. One thing about God, it is a tough situation. It's very difficult to prove yourself to God. You just don't prove yourself to God overnight. I wish it could be, and I wish that was it, but no. You don't prove yourself over God overnight. You go through different storms, different trials. God's still going to stand back and watch you and everything else. You don't prove. You go through all types of persecution. You go through all types of things before you can prove yourself to God where God say, okay, I believe you. You got to understand something. When you begin to engage into things that is not of God, and you engage into things that God said no, you just backslid that moment. You just backslid. You just broken in your covenant agreement. You just broken your covenant relationship between you and God. You did a breach of contract. You breached the contract when you came into a place and confessed as him as your personal Savior. Many of you say, well, I can mend it back together in the form of repentance. Repentance is a form of asking for forgiveness. And the Bible says he does forgive you. He'll throw it in the sea of forgiveness. But this is the thing. He forgave you of what you've done, but that doesn't mean your contract or your covenant is reunited back together. You can forgive a husband and wife, and even though they forgave each other and they still friends in good relationship with each other, that doesn't mean that they still husband and wife. They could still be divorced. They could still go to their separate ways. But they just clean their heart. That doesn't mean the covenant agreement or marriage vow, relationship vow is still in attack. Saints of God, understand this. Yes, the enemy calls many of us to have a good ease on our conscience. Just say, well, you just ask for forgiveness. You do this. It's much more to that. It's much more to that. Forgiveness not only deals with hate, confessing, but also deals with turn. You have to turn. You have to turn. Let me tell you something. If you ain't delivered from something, if you ain't willing to walk away, even though you ask God to forgive you and you don't have true repentance to turn away and you still engaging into things that is not of God, do you think God actually forgave you? Or do you think he actually know that you really wasn't ready for forgiveness? We cannot get into the things that is not of the doctrine of God. Let's make sure we walk in the Lord. And once we walk in the Lord, we will be saved by him. Many of us need to go back into our prayer chambers and ask God to, can we ask God to renew the covenant agreement and renew our agreement within him? How long that we don't begin to engage into things that is not of God and never ask to come back to renew our covenant vows back with him? How many of us renewed our covenant vows back with the Lord and we know that, hey, we done did some things that it wasn't pleasing to him?
Amen.
Renew your agreement. Don't profit this world and lose your soul because the adversary is tricking us because we have all this going on. Renew it. Before I leave off this line, Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We would come before you not only in the form of humbleness and rededication our life back into you, God, but we come into you in a form of repentance. And we come in the form of you in a form of renewing our covenant vow that we done made with you and we done took upon ourselves because of the decisions that we made to break them. Father, we not only want to come in, turn for our wicked ways or turn for the different things that we've done. We don't want to keep walking through this life and we go going through different things and oppositions and overcoming and begin to lose our soul. So, God, we rededicate our life and our spirit back unto you. Father, as you place me, one of the leaders of ADM ministry, I rededicate the ministry back unto you. I rededicate the peoples of God. I rededicate the broadcast. I rededicate anything that we do. I rededicate it back unto you. Because as we come through this journey, different things cause things to go left and cause things to go right. But we understand that as long as we keep our eyes stayed on you, we will be in perfect peace. So, Father, we ask you to accept our invitation, a rededication back unto you. We never want to be into a place where we think we got you all figured out. We think we got this salvation thing all nailed to the T. For the book of Romans says, for we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. So, God, we just don't want to only to just turn from our wicked ways or turn from the different things we do in a form of repentance. But as we turn and we return back to you, Lord, we ask you, can you receive our covenant agreement once again, a rededication? Rededication our life back into you. Amen and amen. Saints of God, we got to understand, yes, we in here, we in this fight trying to save individuals and bring them over to the kingdom. But don't you get so caught up to where you lose yourself. We can get so caught up into everybody else's issues and try to recorrect and redirect and where we don't lose our own self. Make sure we're still in good standards with the Lord, our Lord and our Savior. Because you got to understand, well, so the individuals you talk and minister to, they are so, but you are so as well, they're going to have to go through the same process through everybody else, judgment. Regardless of what platform you make your own, apostle, preacher, bishop, teacher, prophet, it doesn't matter. We got to make sure that we keep in our covenant agreement with the Lord if we want to prosper into the things of God. Always remember, if you engage into something that is not of God, you don't backslid and you don't demolish or you don't came or you don't breach your contract or your contract with God. So many of us running around saying we saved. No, baby, you're not saved. You got a form of mentality of thought as you save. You're not saved until you rededicate back to the Lord after you don't breach your contract. Amen. Let's make sure we don't get caught up into the things of the enemy. Love you all. God bless you. Love you, Pastor Smith. Amen. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
Amen. Amen. Love you, too, Apostle. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. He brought it right on down where the rubber meets the road. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So on today, what shall you render? Give it all to God. We love you.
Amen.
Just remember, for the ADM family, that the deadline for the Holy Land Tour is coming up on the 20th of May. Amen. So go ahead and get in what you need to get in. Secure what you need to secure for your tour. Amen. Well, let God love on you today and you love on somebody else. And tell them that God loves you. Amen. And you do too. And you have a God-blessed day in the Lord. Come on back at 7 p.m. Our own Mother Helen will come and break the bread of life. God bless you.
Yeah.
May heaven smile upon you.
Amen.
So that I may worship you.